Years-long war of words and the threat of a catastrophic nuclear confrontation between the two main victors of World War II came to an end with a clinching of a hard-earned deal. In late 1987, then U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet Union leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, also known as the INF. The accord barred both sides from possessing, developing, or even test-firing intermediate missiles, with a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. The U.S. wanted to protect itself and its European allies, which were within range of such missiles. Similarly, American missiles deployed right on the Soviet Union's doorstep could put the Soviet security in serious jeopardy. The treaty came into force in June 1988, and in a three-year period, some 2,700 missiles were destroyed. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, its successor state, Russia, remained a signatory to the INF Treaty. Despite the existence of verification procedures to ensure the compliance, the White House and the Kremlin have long been accusing each other of violating the treaty. In 2014, then U.S. President Barack Obama claimed that Russia's testing of a cruise missile was in breach of the accord. However, his administration only went as far as issuing criticizing remarks. Now, 4 years on, Obama's successor Donald Trump, who marketed himself as the ultimate dealmaker during his raucous run for president, has decided to withdraw from the INF. Without any sort of proof whatsoever, Trump cited violations by Russia as a reason. Let's take a listen.
Russia has violated the agreement. They've been violating it for many years, and I don't know why President Obama didn't negotiate or pull out. And we're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
Well, that was Donald Trump speaking on October the 20th. President Trump even threatened that the U.S. will build up its nuclear arsenal more aggressively unless Russia and China stop developing missiles banned under the agreement. Let's not forget that China is not a party to the INF Treaty. Trump's decision has raised global concerns, with Russia and the European Union warning of more instability and China calling on the U.S. to, quote, think twice. The INF Treaty is also the backbone of a 2010 nuclear deal between Washington and Moscow, which stipulates that both nations have to cut their warheads, nuclear warheads, to no more than 1,550. Trump's move to scrap the deal, the Cold War era arms control deal, could have disastrous consequences for global security, dragging the U.S. and Russia into a new nuclear arms race.
Rustam Safronov is joining us. He's a political analyst joining us via Skype out of Washington. Mr. Safronov, it's good to have you with us. So what kind of a logic is this, that because somebody else has drawn out of a treaty, first of all, which, well, the Russians say that it hasn't happened. What kind of a logic is this, that I have to draw out of a treaty since you have drawn out of it, and, you know, it's not been substantiated, your comments?
Yeah, you see, that's like, for example, if Mr. Trump would think Russia would violate the treaty, he wouldn't say, okay, well, let's come back to the negotiating table and let's restrain your ability, capabilities or something like that. He's just saying we will pull out of the treaty. He did the same thing pulling out of deal with Iran. So it goes to show, we can see the pattern here, but the bottom line is Mr. Trump wanted American military superiority. That's his policy. He's very persistent about it. But what I can say, Russia is that time not going to repeat the same mistake which was done during the time of Reagan. So Russia was involved in arms race, Soviet Union that time, with the United States full scale, and answer to every move in technology and answering the same way, symmetrically. So, first of all, yes, Russia doesn't have equal economic capabilities with the United States and with NATO altogether. What Russia will do in that time, if arm race will happen, Russia would respond asymmetrically. That we could see already by the previous steps, which was done by Kremlin. For example, desire of the United States to create a missile defense in Europe instigated Russian response, and new type of weapons were involved, which could penetrate anywhere, and all these anti-missile rockets would be totally useless. So I'm sure it's happened that time the same way. I don't think Russia will go answer to every...
You know, Mr. Safronov, let me put the question, let me put another question to you. You see, it's not just pulling out of any treaty. It's the INF treaty. It's pulling out of a treaty that controls arms race. And Mr. Lavrov has said that this is going to perhaps start a new arms race. My question to you, are we really in for another arms race or perhaps another confrontation, God forbid?
Well, we do have a confrontation which doesn't have such a principal character as before, because we don't have two very different ideological and political systems, and Russia doesn't really carry any some kind of like prophetic message as before, when Russia tried to create totally different type of society. So from that perspective, confrontation doesn't seem so ferocious. But yes, obviously, Russia and United States are competitors in the global arena. So, and clashes are sort of different kind of frictions between them, unavoidable. So, most important, not allow that slip into that military confrontation. I don't think we're going to see full-scale arm race in that time. First of all, Russia doesn't have an economic strength for that. Second of all, Russia already trained with the dissolution of Soviet Union and destruction. Not going to repeat the same mistakes, not to be involved to answer to every military move of the United States. That's my belief.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Rustam Safronov, political analyst, with those comments out of Washington via Skype. Thank you, Mr. Safronov.